This is Dr. Singh. I'm dictating from the Villa at Great Lakes Crossings. Patient first name is Philip, PHILLIP, Walton, WALTON. Date of birth is 12/23/1955. Date of evaluation is 12/9/2022. HPI history, page complaint, psychiatric care. Evaluation for cognitive assessment and to assess efficacy of current medications. History of present illness. This is a 66 years old male who was admitted here on 11/18/2022 upon transfer from Providence Hospital, Southfield. Patient's chart indicates history of alcohol abuse, Wernicke's encephalopathy, muscle weakness, difficulty walking. Moderate protein calorie malnutrition. Period patient is a poor historian. He could tell me that he was, quote, in a hospital in Southfield, unquote, but had trouble recalling the name. He stated that he's angry because, quote, people don't understand him, unquote, and believes that, quote, they don't listen to him, unquote. He acknowledged history of drinking half to a pint of liquor and beer almost every day, but tried to minimize his drinking and stated that other people think that he drinks too much. Patient was admitted here on Haldol. Five milligram in the morning and 7.5 milligram HS. Patient lacks understanding into what medication he's on. He expressed anger at his mother, who he believes is near 100 years old and is forgetful, and he talked about his dad, who he believes in his 90s. Patient's chart indicates that his sister is his guardian, but patient got angry when I brought that up with him. He believes that he does not have any guardian. He reports that he's hoping to be able to walk and able to ride his bike, and he wants, quote, people to shut up, unquote. He also complained about attitude of the nursing staff. He goes on to state that he felt better when he was, quote, drinking, unquote. Patient reports that he is in the process of retiring from Ford Motor Company and reports that he worked there for 30 years. Next paragraph, I spoke to patient's guardian on phone, who stated that she did not have much contact with him in the last few years. She believes that patient's brother passed away 5 years ago, and soon after that, their dad passed away. She's stated that patient's drinking progressively increased and his condition declined recently. She stated that he was living in a, quote, mess, unquote, and there were feces all over when police were called to do adult well-being check. She acknowledged that he was quite aggressive and agitated when he was admitted to hospital. Peter Dyer spoke to Guardian about current medications, and she was open for dose reduction of his antipsychotic medications. Next paragraph. A review of systems are general weakness, eyes, ear, nose, throat, cardiovascular, respiratory, gastrointestinal, genital, urinary, non-nepotic, musculoskeletal weakness, skin, non-nepotic, neurologic, forgetfulness, psychiatric, endocrine, heme, allergy, non-nepotic, past psychiatric history, prior outpatient psychiatric treatment denied, prior history of alcohol substance abuse treatment not known, prior history of psychiatric hospitalization denied, prior history of suicide attempts denied. Next paragraph. Social history, current relationship, single, number of children not known to me at this time. Current occupation, retired from Ford Motor Company. Next paragraph, medical record, lab diagnostic test, review criteria for my chart, nursing, and phone call to patient's guardian. Diana Mercer, M-E-R-C-E-R, hyphenated prior, P-R-Y-O-R. Next paragraph, under history and habits, see medical history as reported in HPI, surgical history not known, family history not known, tobacco history not known, alcohol history, extensive history of alcohol abuse, drug abuse history of her sister, possible history of drug abuse, patient denied. Next paragraph, current medications, MAR reviewed, Haldol 5 milligram in the morning, 7.5 milligram HS. Blood pressure 138 over 94, pulse 62, respiration 17. Next paragraph, general, somewhat disheveled. Demeanor cooperative, but getting easily irritable. Motor movements weakness, gait lying in bed, speech clear, mood angry, effect constricted, thought processes, periods of confusion, association, normal thought content, denied any thoughts of harm to self or others, perceptual disturbances, does not appear to be hallucinating, level of consciousness alert, does not appear to be hallucinating, but level of consciousness alert, oriented to self only, patient did not know the name of this facility or today's date, memory impaired for recent events, he could recall 0 out of 3 objects after 3 minutes, attention, concentration poor, fund of knowledge poor, patient did not know who the current president or the governor of Michigan is, judgment and insight impaired, sleep, appetite, fair, under assessment and plans, alcohol abuse, F10.10. Number two, Wernicke's encephalopathy, E51.2. Number three, psychosis with delusion due to known physiological condition, F06.2. Plans, I would recommend dose reduction of Haldol, and patient's guardian was in agreement with my recommendations. Decrease Haldol to 5 milligram once a day. And monitor for any recurrence of psychotic symptoms and notify our service when indicated. Disposition, ongoing follow-up with the attending physician for medical management. Peter patient's sister reports that they are looking for a group home and talking to social worker about the resources in the community. Patient might also have alcohol-induced persistent dementia, but needs further observation and evaluation of his condition over time to clarify diagnosis. Procedure code 99305 under supplemental administrative common side effects of antipsychotics. Risk benefit statement based on findings of my assessment above. Steric goal benefits of recommended psychotropic drug intervention outweigh the risk as reported above. End of dictation.